Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all try Moscota Vineyards La Moscota Cabernet Sauvignon from Argentina. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. Tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Podcast of Irreverence. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Scott. We're also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening. I thought you were going to introduce Scott as the hatless.
Yes, he has no hat. Scott brought Straw hat.
It's fedora-ish.
Yeah, it's not really a fedora. It's just a
cheap knockoff fedora hat.
If we called it a straw fedora, people would know what that means.
What's a real fedora hat? Aren't they all kind of
like a felt?
Well, I know what a fedora.
It is a different line to it. There's no brim. The brim is formed in that.
Normally, is there a Rolex of fedora hats that's a knockoff of, or
fedora is a style? It's not quite a fedora.
Oh, okay. So it's a all right.
It's just a knockoff fedora straw hat.
Okay, and you couldn't wear it with headphones, as you found out.
I should have realized that before I was rushing over here to buy a bottle of wine on the way to mock you that you weren't even slightly annoyed by.
It's called sleight of hand.
Isn't that the worst?
What's that?
When you try to annoy the wine guy and he doesn't get annoyed.
He's secretly annoyed.
No, I don't care. We can make fun of that damn wine, but that's for a different show. That does annoy me. But anyway, not when you do it.
I just had to make sure my microphone was on.
That's the smartest thing I've heard you say in a while. So,
oh my lord.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't even
kid. I don't.
Oh, that's an open mouth reaction.
So mean.
I know.
He's pissy pants because he doesn't feel like his birthday is going to be big enough.
It's not. Well, I just want to celebrate in my way, but today
you should be used to that by now.
But today is not my birthday. But
you should be used to that by now.
But I know. But today is a birthday, and it's a major birthday. It is a superstar's birthday.
I'm so glad we're celebrating.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to him.
And he ain't here. So.
Well, he could be.
He's not.
He's interested.
What's his liver's name?
Marge.
Marge.
Do you miss me? Do you miss me, honey?
And Steve, for you,
I thought about naming my black finger. Now that
the name's taken,
ranking.
I know.
So, the penophile will sing you "Happy Birthday," Steve.
Stop.
No, he won't. Happy birthday to you.
Stop it, Rob Dern.
I did sing on the most recent episode. Dude looks like a lady as the penophile. That was really good.
That was a request.
Anyway, so
you know what we should do sometime?
What?
James Suckling and the Penophile should do a duet.
James doesn't sing.
Neither does the Penophile.
Yes, he does. He's a jolly bloke. So, on tonight's show, we have a Cabernet. A very much Cabernet. I told everybody it was going to be a Chardonnay episode tonight, and I said, no.
I just saw the rest of the bottle.
That's right. Tonight, we have Moscota Vineyards. They're La Moscota, which means the Moscota, Cabernet from Mendoza in Argentina.
Ooh.
This is a Total Wine exclusive and a Total Wine purchase. But I have good news.
What?
It was purchased by me, not Scott.
Hey, I had some success.
Which one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Mild, mediocre.
Samuel Robert Winery Pinot was not that bad. The winemaker may have been annoying. The motocross track.
If you mean it was successful in the fact that it was amusing to make fun of the bastard,
that was highly successful.
Then bravo, you did a great job.
But the wine wasn't that bad.
The wine was not good.
It was fine.
They wrote a poem on the back.
Oh,
we're going to read that. We're going to read that.
I'm not reading that.
Well, I will, because there's a certain someone who loves this wine. But that certain someone will reveal their intentions as soon as we get back here on the Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. The first way is on iTunes. Look for The Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is thewinevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on The Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So the 2017, yes, fresh off the vine, Muscota Vineyards, La Muscota, I love how they, you know, repeat right. their name, Cabernet from Argentina. Now, I did mention there is a secret lover of this wine. And when I was at Total Wine, basically, they attack you. The stewards or the people that work there.
Did you have the same experience?
I did not.
That's because they're afraid of you and you smell bad, probably.
Well,
Rob was also there for 10 days.
I was there for a bit of time. Nevertheless, they said, "Sir, this wine, you have to have it. It's the best wine we have in the store. James Suckling gave it a 91.
Did
you laugh?
And I said, I don't normally go on what Jimmy says. I don't find his reviews.
Why
that
doesn't it have a badge on it then? Or like a sticker?
That's a good
award.
Point.
You didn't talk about his master class?
His master what?
His master class.
Oh, yeah. Heard more about those master classes. They're like 15-minute sessions or something like that? It's ridiculous. Teach you how to be and win a tour, how to be a boss. Yeah, your normal people that are working in a job. Yeah, they want to know to act like her dumbass. You get fired in 2 seconds. That's great, folks. Nevertheless, James Suckling gave us the 91, and they said it was magnificent. And they said it was the most famous wine producer in the world.
In the world?
That's what they said. I don't know who it is. It's Muscota. Is it on there? Because
no.
No.
From one of the oldest and most prestigious wine regions in Mendoza.
Yeah.
And this specific wine has been produced in very limited quantities from our finest vineyard.
There you go. Mm. Yeah.
This was aged for 12 months in American and French oak barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Expresses aromas of cassis and raspberry jam with an elegant touch of roasted pepper and chocolat.
Could we have a wine vault first?
Hmm.
What's that?
Triple B, when you read the poem.
Well, I'm going to read the poem.
Oh, I would like Triple B to read the poem, and I want her to do a voice.
Oh, I don't do voices.
See, that's
I can't
the problem.
Do accents either.
Do a northern accent.
I can't.
Same thing.
I can't. I will tell you, I was trying to get through an automated phone menu today.
Yes.
And it was the CVS Minute Clinic. And so I called, and they're like, "Say what you're looking for, whatever." I'm like, "Minute," and they could never understand me. "Minute Clinic, do you want to speak to the store manager?" And I'm like, "No, Minute Clinic."
They never
understand me.
Here, let me see that bottle.
I hung up twice. Okay,
let's pick a voice.
You hung
for
up
to
on
do.
An. She can't do voices. It makes her uncomfortable.
What about?
I suck at them.
Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street.
No, I can't do any of
the
them.
The Big Bird.
The Pinot file is really easy to do. You could do an imitation of an imitation that I do.
The only voice I can do is Ollie's voice.
Sure. That's good. That's actually good for that.
Ollie the cat?
Yeah.
He's dead. They are my loyal companions at work. That's very much like the Pinophile, but I'll do it different. Okay, this is James Suckling. First of all, I'm going to give James his review, then he'll read the poem.
Thank you very much, Robert, and happy birthday this week. I wrote... And this is paraphrasing because I wrote far more than this, but Total Wine is perverting my written word. And I wrote, partially, "This is a textbook Cabernet with ripe cassis fruit, some smoky oak, and generous supple tannins. The finish is long and rather fresh. Drink now." I swear I wrote more than that.
Generals do what?
generous, supple tannin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about inappropriate actions by Argentinian generals.
What, towards the Falklands?
It's weird that it's a drink now as a cab. Well, it's 2 years old and it's a drink now.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a poem.
Please don't read it in that voice.
Okay. This is the Fry Brothers. There are my loyal companions at work and silent guards of my treasure. Their place is in my cellar and their mission to care for the wine. What?
That's a poem? It's in italics, folks. I don't know. It's supposed to be something interesting, but it's not. So, good job, guys.
I know. It's like a haiku, but it's just too many syllables. What is this? I don't really know what it is.
It means something to them.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
is. I don't know either.
I don't know either.
We're just off to a great start tonight, folks.
Yeah. Yes. What is that? It's just like, you're like, what the hell did you say?
Yeah, I don't know what it is either.
Very interesting. Do you? You can't make anything of that, can you?
Makes my brain hurt.
Maybe they've been kidnapped and they've sent a secret message in that little thing there. And we're supposed to decipher it. Scott, get out the pencils and paper and we're going to do a word cipher and figure out third letter of the fourth word.
Yeah,
let me see it. I'll do it real quick. Here
I think it's the key to the lost Mayan treasure.
Ball sack? What? No,
what?
I must have gotten that decipher wrong.
Apparently those Mayans, well, they didn't get liked.
Well, in the glass, folks, it looks like Cabernet. Go figure.
Sort of.
Well, what doesn't look like Cabernet?
What led you to buy this wine?
They told me that this is the greatest wine they've ever had in the world.
Is this one that you bought a lot of?
He was allegedly attacked.
No, I didn't buy
one. You bought like four bottles of this one, but different kinds?
No, I bought two of Fry Granos. Oh, yes, this. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I did do that. And I also have the Grand Reserve of this, but not for the show. That's in our private collection.
You're right.
It was $19.99. Private collection.
I am excited to try an Argentinian Cabernet.
Yes.
I'm so used to Argentinian Malbecs.
That's true. That's true. Well,
I was used to Argentinian Malbecs.
You get used to them. I mean, you know, it makes you smarter when you drink Argentinian Malbecs.
Or it doesn't.
I think.
Right. Or it just makes you score everything absurdly high.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, you dick? Anyway, in the glass, it looks like Cabernet. It's probably what Scott said. Legs are fine.
For me, it's got a little soapy texture.
Soapy texture.
Yeah, a little bubbly, like soapy texture in the glass.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is that Dial soap or
Coast? It does.
Irish Spring.
Mm. Oh god.
Irish Spring, lad.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a strong cassis and oak nose.
Oh, la di da, sure does.
Yeah.
Oh yes, strong cassis with a backstrap of a vanilla spicy oak. Yeah. It's a nice oak though.
It's a nice nose, actually.
It's an upscale nose.
It's a little jammy. Little
is this
jammy
100%
grape.
Cab?
Well, let me read the poem again. I'm sure it's in there. I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. What?
There's a Vimeo video that I'm.
A Vimeo?
Just
don't watch that.
Play.
Don't watch that.
I'm not going to watch it.
It's going to be like a Santa Carolina moment.
Carolina.
No, Santa Carolina.
Yeah, what's this called again? How do
Muscota. Muscota.
Muscota.
Scrota.
Paul Sack.
Don't say that. It's lowbrow.
Did you say
Paul? Oh, someone's on their phone.
I said I'm going to look it up and see if it's completely.
We didn't say do that.
I don't think you're going to find anything.
No, it's very hard to find it. He's the most famous wine producer in the world, yet he doesn't have an internet website. So, you know.
An internet website.
That both. Yeah. Don't be stupid. Internet website. Is it not an internet website?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
1995. Very 1995.
You've got mail.
Ding!
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this one. I'm going to drink this one.
Okay. Do we smell anything else on in the nose?
Not much.
A little grapey jam there.
Maybe.
It's fine. There's other poems. Creations.
That's heavy on the oak.
They reflect my memories. They summarize my story. It's time to share with you my most precious gift.
Oh la la. Hmm. Scott's screwing around with his website. Mm.
It's J.O.B., a.k.a. Rodolfo Sadler.
It is O.B. Look at his hairdo. Bless his heart.
You know what this has on the finish that Scott wouldn't know because he hasn't drank it yet?
Oak.
Yes.
Waiting to see if you're going to die.
But what is the characteristic from that oak?
A lot.
No.
Heavy.
No.
Heavy oak.
No. Vanilla.
And oak.
Well, the vanilla is from the oak.
It's going to take me a minute to get past this oak. It's heavy oak for me. To me, the oaking, I like.
It is.
I like the cab taste I can see in there, but for me, the oak is so heavy that it's difficult for me to taste the cab in it.
See, for me, it is, but it isn't. It's just that the oak is ever present. It's not. I don't feel that the oak is overly done.
No, I don't either.
It's a bit naked, and it's ever present. But that's the backbone of this wine for sure, and maybe that's what's too much for you. I think there's a little peppery spice there.
Well, something. Well, yeah, from the oak. Yeah.
Almost on the verge of being towards cayenne. Like a spicier pepper.
I agree. Without the heat, but I know what you mean.
That
powdery dryness that would be, and that's probably a quotient of the tannin.
Yeah, it's not as tannic as I would like, but it has tannins in it.
Well, that's, I think, the attributable to the drink now, but this is $15-16.
It's fine.
It's very good. Very good. We understand where the very good levels are. Very good, excellent, superb, magnificent. All those, it's a hill, and it's going up the hill. And we're not at the top of the hill. Very good is right here, where you go.
I think very good is a little bit strong.
No, it's very good. You know what it's a little bit like, but it has more complexity, is Liberated Cabernet. That was a little rounder fruit and a little brighter. Right. We enjoyed it. It was tasty.
It had a similar oaky presence to it.
But this has a little bit more structure and it's drier.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah, it's dry. It's nice. I enjoy it.
What about the oak don't you care for? Is it just that it's in your face? I don't want to put ideas in your head.
Yeah, no. I think when it's just present throughout, and I think I don't like a heavier oak flavor throughout the wine like this has. If it came in at the end or something like that, that's fine, but it's a little bit heavy to me. To me, I'm also not tasting it as like a vanilla-y oak. I'm tasting it almost like a cedar flavor. But maybe that's the pepperiness of it.
Yeah. I mean, the vanilla's not... It's not the... So what's the largest scale of vanilla we've ever had? The Baron, maybe? Not that that's a cab.
A younger Baron. Now, the current Baron's not so much, but the younger Baron, yeah.
But, I mean, if we had anything that's been more vanilla, this is nothing along those lines.
No. Yeah, on the end, it comes across as vanilla. And I'll be honest, I think that it's fairly mellow in that, although on occasion I have tended to enjoy some of these wines that have a certain stylized oak more than you, Becky. You like one that I can think of right now is that the H3 Red Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is more complex than that. That's more fruit forward.
This is for sure.
Yeah, the more complex, but and it's. Mm-hmm. I think it's incrementally better. But it's a better wine.
Yeah.
But
It has a similar, but that wine does have a nice dose of oak. It's good oak. It's not burnt, charred, oppressive American oak. It's well balanced, but it still is there. This wine, just for your taste, has
more,
but it's not out of balance. It's just more than what you care for stylistically, I think is the way to describe it, I suppose. And I think that there'd be some people out there that would feel the same way. It depends on what you like. I mean, I'm thinking about we had this wine called Turley the other night, the 14 Turley, and it was more of a fruit silk, and it was not overtly oaky, right. Although there was oak there, but it had a couple years to settle a little bit, and I think with maybe 2 years, I mean, I drink now, 2 years max, set this down for a year, it might mellow, but I like it as it is now.
Yep.
I do. And a lot of people would like it the way it is now as well. So, I mean.
Oh, sure. So. I mean, there's different wines for different people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, I think for me, I like what I'm tasting around the oak. And I wish I could just taste it more. Because I feel like the oak to me is a little bit overpowering of a flavor. Like, I'm very sensitive to it. And I like the pepperiness. I like the flavors that I'm getting. But I'm just having a hard time tasting them because of the oak.
Well, that's one reason why you like CS. Mm-hmm. Because it is the oak is dialed back, yep. And it's more of a pure fruit. It's the reason why, the Mercer. Remember the Mercer? You love Mercer. But I think the Mercer had a little more oak. But the Mercer, my Lana, that is good. I need to get more Mercer.
We need to get more Mercer. We need Mercer in our life.
We had the second Mercer not too long ago. That is a delicious bottle of wine. But I like this. I mean, it isn't as good as Mercer. Mercer is a bigger wine, too.
Yep.
Because this is a bigger medium body.
Yeah. It's not full body.
But it's good.
And it's kind of not surprising. You know, the alcohol's at 14%.
Yeah.
Mm. So digging deep, they do have a technical sheet. It is 100% cab.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wondered. Tasted that really way. Dark, but that's why I wondered.
It tasted 100%. But once again, Argentina. France.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to be a blend, they're going to say blend.
Yeah.
Even if it's 76 or 80%. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, they're going to throw Bordeaux blend. But I would drink that of theirs. We had, what did we have that? What was that crazy? The umami?
Yeah.
They have that, and it was a, what the hell was that? It was a Malbec cab blend. Unfortunately, we wasted on a night where we were drinking too much.
Was it umami or the unanime?
Yeah.
U-N-A-N-I-M-E.
Is it a dark black bottle?
Yeah.
That's it.
Same maker.
Yeah, it's the same maker. Yeah.
It was the Argentinian Illuminati.
And it had a port-like finish. Hmm. At least I thought so. I don't know.
So this guy's second bottle wasn't as good.
What's that?
I mean, he's won some international awards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would for sure... I'm excited to try the other one,
mm-hmm.
And I am really glad that we're going into South American wines.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such an area I don't know that much about.
We just mm-hmm. haven't had great success. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yep.
Well,
when I think of success in that continent, I think naturally of Apaltagua is...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's one wine that we've had from them. The rest of them might be terrible.
But maybe the reason why this... Moscata is more popular and well known is because it might have some of the consistency that's lacking from other vineyards.
But what do we know? We know Montes, we know La Playa, we know Catina, but we also know Alamos.
Ugh.
And we know Norton. And we know, and Norton's
there's some
good.
Bad ones.
You know, those are the ones you know.
But there's some bad American wines.
Sure.
There's some bad, yeah.
Santa Carolina. But we've actually had decent mm-hmm. experience with Santa Carolina. But this wine is one I wish it was more readily available. I wish you could find it at mm-hmm. regular places. Wine.com. Shit. What are you looking at?
Their website.
Oh. How did you
they
find
like
it?
They have like a 50 Shades of Gray.
Did you get on the dark web to find that damn thing?
MoscataVineyards.com.
Oh.
Yeah, original website.
So hidden. I don't know. I must have been misspelling Moscata.
The guy, Opie.
Opie.
Rodolfo.
He has a little bit of a Joffrey look to him.
Just to point this out.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, Scott, doesn't he? Could you remind me, what population absconded to Argentina in the 1940s?
Would be the Germans.
Which Germans? I'm just saying.
Maybe. Opie has dark hair.
Well, I mean, you know.
He's not part of the Aryan nation.
He doesn't look German.
He doesn't look German? No. What does he look?
Fairly Opie?
Well, that's not German, does. Name, is it?
Although his name is Rodolfo.
Rodolfo Sadler.
Well, that's not.
Rodolfo?
Might have been used to be Ralph.
Might have used to been Adolf.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe. The hills are alive. He's Austrian, okay? That's all it was. He was Austrian, and he lived in the hills, and he heard there was some trouble, and he left.
If I saw a picture of this gentleman, I wouldn't be surprised that he's of Argentinian descent.
Well, that's not.
Leave it at that.
You know. Okay. Well, our British listeners will not like this segment.
OPI.
We don't have any Argentinian listeners. We're okay with that. Make fun of them all we want. We like their wine.
He won Decanter Awards.
He won awards from
Wine Award in 2012.
From the Decanter?
Yeah. From the Decanter.
Oh, how exciting. Can you imagine how great their parties would be?
He won Argentinian Wine Producer of the Year, Best Producer Award 2014 from the International Wine and Spirit Competition.
What's Quality the likelihood Award. That the dinner served there was London Broil? I don't know why.
Well,
you know, something depressing. I don't know what. Boiled meat of some kind, I would think. I don't know why.
Dry chicken breast.
Chip beef. It was chicken cordon bleu. Once frozen, you know.
Well.
Gateway to South America news blog said that they see him as the best red wine maker in the world.
Yeah. What was that blog again?
What?
Gateway to South America-newsblog.com.
Written by what asshole?
Yeah, written by Rodolfo Sadler Jr.
Oh, he wrote it himself. Yes, yes. The best red winemaker in the world. Maybe that's what they were talking about. They read that at Total Wine. They said, this is the greatest red wine producer in the history of the world. I'm thinking, well, no. No.
So
his last name isn't Wagner.
His family are winemakers also.
Okay.
And which is wonderful and fine. But all of these little bios I'm reading, it's like, I fell into winemaking after this happened. No, your family was loaded. They've been winemakers for a long time, and you took over the family business. And I think he is a talent, and he probably is bringing consistency and a higher level of quality to Argentinian wines. But, like, let's also recognize...
Question.
Your wines are under $20. If you were truly the best winemaker in the world...
Uh-huh.
Would your wines cost $14.99?
Well, that Utamame, whatever it was, it cost $23. There's that. But can he ride a motorcycle?
That's a great question. I don't think he has a motocross.
Can he do stunts and tricks and shit?
Yeah. What?
Does he have a motocross field or whatever course?
Well, they're in the Andes Mountains.
So there you go.
Well, so, yeah.
He can jump
a
bike.
It's gorgeous. And it's just a lot. He looks like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
He does.
Really, like, friendly guy.
Very fetching in a bow tie.
Oh, no.
And tuxedo.
I would not say that, but...
No. Very fetching.
Very nice.
Scott likes to say that. Picture. Let me see his picture.
He has, like, a Contessa look about him.
Joffrey.
He's not fetching.
Here's the fetching look. Yeah, that's fetching. He's very fetching in his bow tie and tuxedo.
He's
not.
That's
fetching.
No, he's not.
You don't understand what fetching.
He kind of looks like Slimer from Ghostbusters. So, we're going to take a break,
folks.
Now
that we've totally bashed him to pieces.
Well, he's not handsome.
I said fetching.
No, he's not fetching. Well, maybe he does fetch. I don't know.
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, you weren't. But anyway, we're going to take a break, folks. Yeah. And we're going to be right back here on the Wine Vault. Thank you. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we have listener emails.
Oh, great.
Our favorite.
But these are pretty good. Finally.
Okay.
But you're mocking our audience.
No, I'm just mocking Rob's responses already.
No.
I like, feel bad for them.
These are some interesting questions.
Okay.
Someone put a lot of thought in these, apparently. The first one is from Danielle from San Francisco.
She's okay. written in before, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Isn't she the one that's she writes a column? A winemaking column?
Oh, no. No, it's not Prisco Bites, no.
No, no. No, she does not write in. And this is for everyone. It's a weird question, but if you could pick any song as the Wine Vault theme song, what would you pick? So it's one of these esoteric questions.
Esso. Mm. Oh. Esoteric, not esoteric.
Okay, color. Okay. Why don't you get another picture?
Well, it would have to be a Bilbo DeVoe song.
Bilbo DeVoe song?
It would have to be one of the songs on that station that we've...
What, Doomy? That's
no.
appropriate. There's no...
We love that station.
Yes, we do, but it's not appropriate music.
Some of it is.
No, it's not.
Some of it is.
It's not. Would you stop doing that, Becky? Mm-hmm.
Steve would pick an R. Kelly song.
He would. He'd Bump and Grind.
There you
or
go.
Honey Love.
Honey Love.
Or Drake's You Used to Call Me on Your Cell Phone.
There's
used
that.
To call me on your cell phone. Lay now when you need my love. There's that.
Mm-hmm. Strawberry Wine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say,
Strawberry
actually.
Wine. That's a good one. Strawberry Wine.
How about Red Wine?
No, we've never done the UB40.
Which is weird.
I know.
But all those are incorrect.
Red Wine.
The actually correct answer is Rub You the Right Way by Johnny Gill.
There it is.
Never be on this show. That was it.
Broke. you gotta give it up for Johnny Gill.
Broken that down a few times.
I know.
I actually am quite fond of the original theme music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The current one or?
The original one.
Oh, the original one. Oh, the saxophone.
Yeah.
Well, the we go out on the saxophone.
Yeah.
Smooth sax something. I forget what I called it. I wrote all that myself. Well, I didn't write it.
Well,
I did.
Sort of. You created
loops.
It.
That's right. It's from my mind.
I would love to know what Danielle had in mind as our theme song.
Well, Danielle, write back and let us know what you were thinking.
Well, pick a serious theme song for us, Triple.
Well, Strawberry.
Oh, I would have picked Strawberry One.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've sang that a few times.
But not Johnny Gill. Mm-mm. They're both equally inappropriate, you realize.
I like when you all sing Strawberry Wine, though.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Do you know why we sing it?
No, don't tell me. Don't ruin
okay,
it
you don't
me.
Want to know.
No.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
No. Well, there you go, Daniel. So next. Oh, this is a question of... Oh, my. This is from Ashley in Portland, Oregon. I assume it's Portland, Oregon.
And a lot of women are writing in for Steve's birthday.
They are. And this is for everyone.
Okay.
What wine would you associate, or do you think each one would drink, of the 2020 presidential candidates? Mm. I read that wrong, but what do you think each one of the 2020 presidential
There's
candidates
like
would drink?
Of them.
Even Trump. Well, I think that, let's just not, I mean, Tish Gabbert, fuck that. What, Biden?
Trump would drink Trump wine.
It'd be huge.
Right.
Would he?
Because
I don't think he's man enough to drink his actual wine. It's too dry.
I don't think he drinks, though, right?
Right. I don't think he's a drinker.
No.
So.
Biden.
So water.
Sanders. Elizabeth Warren.
Do you think any of them are White Claw drinkers? Maybe like Cory Booker.
I didn't consider him a real presidential candidate.
But. No.
Pete Buttigieg, no. Buttigieg, whatever his name
Buttigieg.
Is.
He's no longer a presidential candidate.
Beto O'Rourke, he would drink.
He's out.
I didn't know that.
He's out.
Well, Beto,
he may still be running, but he's out.
Yeah, Beto would drink White Claw, which I always think says White Clam, but I don't know why I think that. But.
Red wine drinker.
Oh, Biden.
I would have to go Biden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Maybe Elizabeth Warren.
I'd go Chardonnay. Mm. Elizabeth. Yeah. Bernie.
I also feel like Joe would be like, I drink Miller Lite. Because I'm like middle class Joe. I'm just like
well,
you.
Well, he would say, yes, I drink Miller Lite, and then he actually drinks Schaefer Hillside Select. But it's okay.
It's okay.
Because I respect that.
Yeah, I think Biden's going to drink some big burly cabs.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie.
You
got
some sort of bullshit organic wine. Stanley Farm.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Benzinger Cabernet. And I just had that the other night.
Well, secretly he drinks nothing but Burgundian Pinots.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe he is the Pinot file.
He even mocks the
Pinot
file. And
maybe that's why, no. Well, I was going to say maybe that's why he had to retire. It's because he's running for president.
You know, you've never seen the Pinot file and Bernie Sanders in the
yep.
same place
you
at the
haven't.
Same time.
You haven't.
Have you ever noticed that?
Why would Bernie Sanders be at a probation officer's place?
Because he is.
I can't believe we just totally figured that out.
Mm. I know.
It's a genius.
That's why Bernie drinks nothing but expensive Burgundian stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Elizabeth Warren, did you decide what you would
Chardonnay.
Drink? Chardonnay.
Yep. Yep.
Eh. No, she would drink whatever she thought appealed to millennials. Canned wine.
Chardonnay.
Even though she doesn't like it. Because she really does drink expensive Chardonnay, but she doesn't.
I feel like there was a picture of her drinking something, like online, like a sangria.
Real sangria? Did she have trouble opening the bottle?
It's
vexing.
It's going to make me so mad, but I feel like there was a picture of her or like a video of her drinking at her house.
Yeah, well, she would drink what millennials would want to drink, so.
I feel like she would for sure be like, I drink mimosas, I drink... Whatever.
What do you drink? Yes, that's what I drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
You know what I think?
I think you're starting to figure out who I'm not voting for.
But you know who I think? Tulsi Gabbard. Mm-hmm. I think she drinks Zinfandel just like we do.
Is that how she pronounces her name?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Okay, I'm not questioning you. I've just never heard it mentioned on TV. Okay.
Tulsi Gabbard? Of course you have.
No, she's not a legitimate candidate.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so there you go,
Oh,
Ashley.
Yeah.
What?
It was Elizabeth Warren did drink a beer. She drank a Michelob Ultra on Instagram Live.
Wow.
That's what she had.
That's so edgy.
Do you remember that?
A Mich Ultra?
Yeah, it was for New Year's. I knew she drank something online. I couldn't remember what it was.
She drank
was
a Mich Ultra online for New Year's.
Yeah.
Just really living large.
And in the video, she was like, hold on, let me go get a beer, and like tried to casually
and
drink
she,
it.
She never, and she was like, let me get a...
Was there then a picture of her like on a bike, like she's
I know.
Like working out? And...
Yeah.
If she did like a Boilermaker, that'd be awesome, but is that really her, or is that like...
Yeah,
that's
really her.
Okay. Well, who's the Saturday Night Live lady that does all those impressions?
Oh,
yeah.
Kate McKinnon? Does she do her?
No,
she should.
Could.
She doesn't.
I thought she did...
Well, she does Lindsey Graham. very accurately,
oh
to be perfectly frank. But Lindsey, you're a bitch. Okay.
What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, I forgot about her. A lot of people did. But, ooh.
I could see her being a California cab drinker.
Or Merlot. High quality,
yeah.
Like Pride, Duckhorn.
It's top end stuff.
Hmm. She's probably the most. Yeah, she really would drink that stuff, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I feel like she would be. If we were giving out a most likely to know what Turley is award, it would go to her.
Mm. But she's from California.
I think Tulsi is.
No,
the
she's
Zen drinker. That's my take.
Is she the one from Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. But
no way. She drinks fruity drinks.
Nope. She's a vet.
Oh, that's something else. Oh, okay.
Combat vet, isn't she?
Yeah.
Someone else that I think would drink fruity drinks is Elizabeth Warren. She'd be like, have you ever had a pina colada?
I had this drink one time. Tell me if you've heard of it. It's called a pina colada.
They put an umbrella in it.
Yeah, not a real umbrella. It's a smaller umbrella.
And I love this one song.
Do you like that? I love it too. We're just the same. You should vote for me.
And I love that song. If you like pina colada.
Forget about whether or not I'm electable or I could be president or have any idea what to do. What does your heart say? Okay. That was my Elizabeth Warren impersonation. I'm sure you're all offended. I am too.
Well.
I'm offended by my own statements. So
you're offended by yourself?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a great question, though. That's a good conversation. I like it.
Yeah. So now Jake. Jake from Rochester, New York.
Mm.
Look at that.
Rochester.
That's a new one.
From the Finger Lakes region.
That's true.
Well.
Oh, this is for me. Mm. Ooh. For Rob. Where do you think the next hot region, or hot wine region, will be in California? Ooh, that's
hot
tough.
Or H-A-U-T-E?
Hot. Couture.
No, hot. Like, exciting. Mm. Well, you got to think about what has been hot.
L.A. No?
What's currently hot?
Napa.
Well, I think they mean...
Yeah. I feel like Lodi is having a moment to an extent.
Please don't say Lodi. Yeah.
No, but, I mean, they're making it be... It's having a moment when it's there's nothing there. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. There's nothing there.
But so I feel like it's having a moment, undeserved. But I feel like it's having a moment. What about?
I would say. Let me tell you this. I think Paso Robles is kind of larger right now because people are realizing the fruit forwardness and the cabs. Mm. But Santa Cruz, not only for Pinot. But Cabernet, and I think the more like Montebello, Ridge Montebello's grown there, and there's some other ones moving in there. There is some interesting stuff down there, and I think eventually you're going to see Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, that area, really get some more recognition for what it is, because it's not all Russian River, it's all not all North Coast, because there's good stuff down there, yeah. Chardonnay, Syrahs, and some Cabernets and Pinot Noir down there, very good.
I think the next hot region. In general, North America is going to be...
Is your name Rob?
Washington.
Yes, but he said, is that in California? He said it's, in California.
I realize
that. He limited it to California.
I realize that, but I'm saying that I don't know if there's going to be a next hot region in California. I don't think anything's going to change. State. It is what it is, where I think Washington, you know, we like Horse Heaven Hills. There's good stuff going on in Washington. I just think it's a little underrated. And I think it's going to be.
It's underrated. Everybody knows about Washington.
Some people do. Some people
no,
don't.
No, that's not true.
I do. I'm everybody.
You're every man.
Yep.
Nope.
So there you go, Jay.
You're not every man.
Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz. Last one. This is an interesting name. Westland.
Oh.
Westland from Baltimore. And I'm assuming that's Maryland because I've never heard of you. Baltimore, Maryland. This is for you and I, Scott.
Oh.
That's nice. Westland.
Yeah. You never saw the question. Oh, you'll be thankful you're not bitter. Part of this. If you could, I can. Describe these wineries / producers / reviewers in one word. Triple B, jump in on this too. You're not limited.
Thank you.
This could be a new game we play.
All right. Number one. And there's five of them. We'll go around the room. We'll start off with the Triple B. Since she was excluded, Westland, you dick. First name, Robert Mondavi. How would you describe him?
No, I want to go last because I'm trying to think of the right word that I want to use.
Okay.
Oh, dynasty. That's what dynasty. I was going to say. Dynasty.
Classic.
Dead.
Indeed.
Yes, he's dead. But those two were better than mine, so.
Well.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you think Woodbridge is classic and dynasty? A dynasty is more apt than classic.
50th anniversary Fumé Blanc, classic.
No. Yep. The next one, Michael David. You know who that is, Scott?
Yeah.
I don't.
He does like Petite, Seven Deadly Zins, Earthquake. I don't know if you've ever had any of his wines, Becky. We have had his wines.
The one word I can think of off the top of my head would be Jim Bob.
Jim Bob. That's not bad, actually. It's probably better than what Scott's going to say. What do you say, Scott? Jim Bob.
I'd rather do a phrase, but I'm going to go kitschy, and I'm not sure that's...
Damn it, that's correct, yeah. Yeah. I would suggest... kitschy is really obvious.
Yeah.
Uneven.
Mm. Yeah.
Because Petite is shit. The Earthquakes, pretty good. Seven Deadly Sins, shockingly, was good. We had something else from him that was good. I don't remember what it was.
Well, the first time I had... Petite, it was pretty good. It's just uneven. It's sometimes uneven. So awful you can't drink it.
That's what happens when you...
Did you all take away or give any extra points that the 7 in 7 Deadly Sins is also a Z?
Well, it didn't have an animal on it.
Yeah, we saw that. But that's also for Zin, Z.
I know. I said the 7 is also a Z.
I like the faux burned label.
Or the angel.
Trust me, there were many things I was upset about that day that we actually liked that. It didn't taste like, it tasted more like a Languedoc.
I remember when you told me about it. Yeah. You were pissed.
I was mad. Wow. Yes.
It probably actually deserved like a 92.
The question was, if the question was, when were you mad about giving a good review to a wine? Yeah. Seven Deadly Sins then.
For sure.
Next one. Ooh, Joseph Carr, who also makes Josh. That's two words, Rob. I can't say that. I'm going to say it regardless. I'm going to break the rule. Go ahead. Go ahead, everybody. By the way, I saw a $50 Joseph Carr.
Disappointing is my word.
Oh. I was going to say a Monet, where it's like beautiful far away and you get up close and it's a big mess. That's an expression from Clueless.
Mine's two words. Bullshit artist, but, you know. Same thing. Bullshit. It's fake wine. It's bullshit. You should see how many damn Josh sellers now. Like that North Coast Reserve. There's like eight different places that's from.
Yeah.
I saw them all at Total Wine. I almost barfed on them.
Yeah.
Case
I feel like they're, Josh is pretty much everywhere, too.
Well, horrendous.
Like they're having a moment as well.
Ooh.
Sure, some of their high-end stuff. Decent, good stuff. Whatever, no. But their budget stuff, it's all stylized, bullshit. Sweet bullshit. Yeah.
Next, then the last two names, they're going to be somewhat controversial. First one is James Suckling.
Ugh.
You be careful now.
I feel like you wrote this question.
Yeah, I feel like you wrote all these
That
questions.
Was Wesleyan from Baltimore. Sorry. But obviously, he's heard the show before, so he wanted to know how to describe Mr. James Suckling.
Go ahead.
My word is high.
High, okay.
Because his scores are always high. And then he got high. His scores are always high.
My words would be authoritative, distinguished, well-versed. I don't know any
other. And now Triple B's going for your humor.
And I'm trying to think of like some thesaurus words. That's all I got.
Mine would be my muse. His reviews give me reason to live. And the last one is probably going to be the most controversial. And Scott, you need to control yourself.
Did you really say his reviews give me reason to live?
Yes, they do. I want to see what he'll say next.
Was the last one the Pinot Five?
No. Because I don't know his actual name. Oh, it was Rusty Trombone, wasn't it?
His name's the Prince of Pinot. Go ahead.
Prince of Pinot. Christina Turley.
Oh.
And Scott, this is a family show of sorts.
So a long time ago, I was on a road trip, and someone was talking about Delilah, like the radio announcer.
Okay.
And they said, I've never seen what she looks like. And they Googled her, and they go, whoa, she's a real sex pot. Oh. And that was the first word that popped in my head about Christina Turley.
Well, Scott, you took that, Scott. Took that
I know.
By the way, folks, I'm sure we've talked about this on the show before. What I did for fun on April Fool's Day was I made up a email address for Christina Turley. A very good one.
Christina Turley at wine or at gmail.com.
Yeah, yeah, Christina Turley, yeah. And then I sent the Wine Vault an email from her, loving about Scott. And Scott thought it was real and was actually working that evening on composing a response. And
false.
No, you were at a bar with your wife. And you were talking to her about it. Very proud of it.
Oh, my God.
And you called me like three times because you were worried, all sweating, about what you were talking to Christina about.
We talked once.
You didn't talk at all.
No, you and I
talked than once. That's hilarious.
False.
Anyway.
It was funny.
It was great.
It was a good prank.
But anyway, how would you just, what word would you use?
Legacy.
Oh, my God. You can't.
Heartbreak. What do you want me to play into the?
Yeah, married would be the term I would say. Married.
Well,
that's for you, Scott.
Heartbreak.
Yeah, not to you.
No, legacy.
No, legacy.
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 Yeah, she's continuing her dad's tradition with the winery.
God, whatever. So, folks.
Whatever. Well, what's your word?
I said married. Jesus. Not to you. And folks, thank you for the emails. And once again, if you would like to email us.
Keep sending the communiques. We'd love to hear from you.
Emails at winevault@outlook.com. And we will read them on air unless it's really bad.
Or then I'll actually.
Then I might really read them.
I think we should make this be a regular feature. That's a great idea, Wesleyan.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Wesleyan. And yes, we will make that a regular feature. We're going to steal your idea here on the Wine Vault. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault?
I know the Unlicensed does.
Well, that's great. Do you know how you can get that done? Do you know the one way the world can find out about the Wine Vault?
What way is that, Rob?
Giving us a review on iTunes. So, take the time. Give us that 5-star or whatever. Let us know. Let the world know that you love the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. Oh, God. We're going to give this wine review, and it's a 2017 Muscota Vineyards, La Muscota, Cabernet Sauvignon from Argentina. We're going to start off with the Triple B, who did not like it very much, but didn't hate it either.
No, I feel bad saying that because there is nothing wrong with it. It's just not stylistically what I like.
I didn't make it. You're not making me sad.
Not making me sad either.
You didn't hate it. You were respectful in your ignorance.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
So, at the beginning of the episode, I said that I was really excited to try this wine because it's from Argentina. And that still remains true. I'm really excited about trying more Argentinian wines in general. What else did you say that we had? The Grand Reserve?
Or something like that. Yeah,
yeah, another one of these. Really excited about that. This is too heavily oaked for me. I like the other flavors that I can taste. I wish it was a little bit more tannic. I really like when, and I think for me personally, I wish it was a little bit fuller bodied, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with it at all. I think it's a great buy for 14.
15, 16.
Yeah, great. I mean, it's totally fine. It's way better than, what was the other Total Wine exclusive we had?
Anything Scott's bought?
We've had a bunch of dogs.
So.
By the way, this sounds like one of those conversations, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
You're a really special person, like, and you have special qualities.
There's nothing wrong with it.
But it's not going to work out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's fine. So,
you know, Sky, you understand.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give
it. Went through
it,
a lot of those.
And I'm like trying not to give it a pity score, because that is the way that I feel. That's exactly right.
Well, there's plenty of fish in the sea for this wine. So go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. 87, 88. I'm going 87 also. It's a good wine. I enjoy it. It's drink now. It's kind of flattened out as it's opened.
You flattened out as you opened.
Well, it's true.
Whoa. When I give my review, Rob's like, I didn't make it. I'm not offended. And then you give your review, and he's like, you flattened out.
Smooth.
It's a drink now wine.
Yeah.
It's very good for the price. Right. I recommend it to our listeners.
Right.
It is recommended.
It is recommended. It's definitely a budget entry price wine. It's got a quality feel about it. Now, this isn't their best stock grape.
Betterest.
It's not their best. What? Stock grape.
Best stock grape?
It's not their best.
Is that a technical term?
It does say that it's from their, what does grape. It say?
Does it say best stock grape?
Stock? Stock. You know what stock means? It's like your...
Give me the bottle.
Product that you make your
material from. But that's not a real term. Best stock grape.
Best.
It does not say that it's from their finest vineyard, from the oldest and most prestigious wine region.
So there you go, Scott. It's not their best stock grape, though.
Inside a vineyard, there's going to be different qualities of grape.
And they call it, the stock grape?
Stock.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
I know. He's so soft.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You've gone ahead. I give it an 89.
I'm not done.
I don't care. You are done. You didn't know you were done.
89.
I just did. Ugh. Sassy pants.
Yeah, you're 89. Sassy,
right. I'm sorry, Scott. You should just go home.
You know why?
Why don't you do it in your James Suckling voice, James?
Because I gave it a 91. I'm a little embarrassed right now.
Even James Suckling didn't score as high as you did.
He gave it a 91.
A 91 for him is like a freaking 85 for us.
Well, that's actually a fair point, but still. Yeah. Aggregate score, 88.5. But I would bracket it 87 to 89, though. How's that? I don't give it a 90, 89. 89 is not top of the mark. I enjoy the complexity.
You're giving it an 89. A 90 to me is exquisite. It's getting an elevated mouthfeel. Yeah. But you are one point away from that.
Yes, I am.
No.
Yeah, I don't have the same amount of complexity as you do. It's good.
Yeah.
You know what?
I particularly like it for a
97 of my points.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
An 89 is outrageous.
This is an 89 all day long.
We're mocking you.
No, it's an 88 to 89.
It's his birthday. He's feeling saucy.
No, I enjoy it. I do find the complexity. I like. Can I speak?
You like the complexity?
Can I speak?
Oh, I didn't get to finish mine.
You didn't talk. I know. You didn't say anything worthwhile.
Stock grape. If you remember when I was taking my drink, Rob just gave my review for me.
Yeah,
there you go.
Because it wasn't much of anything. 89.
Pissy pants.
87 to 89 bracket. So that means I give your 87s merit.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Am
appreciate
I not
that?
Merciful?
I appreciate that.
Am I not generous?
Oh my God!
You know
now
something's
going for the
up.
You're
you
welcome.
Know something's up when we're the Russian judges.
You are Russian judges because you're wrong.
Backpedaling.
No, you're not wrong.
Way too high.
No, it's an 87 to 89. I give it an 89 partly because I enjoy the style a little bit more than you guys do.
I
don't think that we give points for that.
I think that it's an 89.
We're thinking about it critically, not about enjoyment. So if I'm thinking about it enjoyment, I'm giving it a different drink, a different score than I am critically.
Drinkability is a quotient of the score.
For sure.
My drinkability scale is higher than yours. That's how that works. 2 points higher, as a matter of fact.
Everything should be 2 points higher than.
Yep. Would you like me to give it a 94? Because I can do that.
Go ahead.
All it is
care.
Just to take some ink.
You know what I'd love to do with you right now?
What's that?
But I can't remember this as well as you do. Where you compare your scores to different wines and you go,
I said it's better than the H3. What did I give the H3?
So you're saying
an
it's
an 88.
That's why it's an 89.
Okay.
Well, you scored that too high.
Pint and drop. No, Terramahill. I really enjoyed that wine. So, folks.
Would you rather have this or Terramahill?
Terramahill.
Yeah.
Ooh, I
would rather
have this.
Or Earthquake.
That's funny. You're false. That's not true.
Well, I gave them both 89s, but...
Yeah, that's not true. You'd rather have that.
I think I'd rather have the Earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have this than the Terramahill, definitely.
No way.
Oh, absolutely. Terramahill is a little more one-dimensional. I like the one dimension that Terramahill is, but it is one-dimensional.
Mm.
Although I like the price tag on Terramahill a little more than this, if that means anything.
A couple bucks.
This is the
Pick
same
out another
to you
one.
As Bogle?
Bogle Old Vines Inn? Stylistically, yes, but I do enjoy that. But once again, price-wise, that's a better price.
Actually, I misspoke. The Terram is what we scored 89. That Terramahill, we had 90 and 91.
Yeah, I would take this over the Terramahill, although it's a little bit better price. If you're going to, keep on trying. Throw out some stuff. I'll answer your questions.
I
gave Protocol a 91. Jesus, I like that, didn't I? Wow.
This is fine.
I gave Protocol a 91, so that tells you something right there. What I am willing to do in the I was crazy. That was really good wine. I really
I know.
That.
I like that. I just think what you've given a 90.
I did
there
give
is
this a 90.
More, no, you gave it an 89. Let me finish my thought.
No.
What you have given a 90.
Yeah.
Is a major jump.
Yeah. Well, I find it appealing that you find that. my scores are so impactful to your life that you're willing to parse it so much.
It's good earth, luck on your second episode.
It's
Scott.
Earth moving to you that I gave
Scott's
us an 89.
Like, Deb's calling me. I gotta go home.
Can I also point out there is a big difference often between an 89 and a 90 because the 90 does have panache. A 90 does have I want to buy. Although I'd buy this again. I'm definitely.
Listen.
I'll be honest. My
this
88
is beyond just fine. This is an easy drinker. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's Becky's remarks. I think are more out of personal preference for yes. oak and oak styles.
Yes.
In this oak, it's just ever present. It's definitely what frames the wine, and that's just not her style.
Yeah.
I think it's done skillfully.
Yes.
It's new oak. It's not aged oak.
Yes.
Maybe aged oak would give it a different presence, but this is their budget entry price wine. It's a great effort.
Yeah.
It's just a budget entry price cab that's drink now.
But it's really competently done. It really is.
There is not a, you couldn't even begin to point out a flaw.
But you wouldn't. But you wouldn't also pick this for a $15 bottle of wine. It has a little bit more there. You would say, oh, this is $25, $20, $30. I mean, you would think that. I mean, you
maybe,
would.
Maybe. It doesn't have.
You wouldn't be upset if you paid that.
Right.
I mean, you would say, I wish I would have bought something else. But yeah. You wouldn't be upset.
Correct. I think so. But if we played that, how much would I pay for this? I'd say $20.
That's not a bit more than what they could charge for it.
I agree. But you know,
actually, I would agree with $20. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have this mouthfeel.
I think it's an 89 though when you do that. That's where I'm coming from.
I get you.
Because I mean, you know, 15, 16
so you
bucks.
Go on QPR.
A little bit.
How dare you?
No. So, 287s and 89, a recommended, not a value price Hall of Fame or a Wall of Fame, but an appreciated wine.
Do we consider for the value price Hall of Fame? I don't know, maybe. Why not?
Yes, value priced Hall of Fame.
Why not?
We're going to put it up there.
Just for all around quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It is actually good. It's good.
It's better than good.
It's very good. Remember when I said that earlier? It's very good.
That was your initial point. You like it more than we did, but I think we all see its merits. And for an entry price cab, Argentinian in this style, where it's a little. Leaner's not quite fair, but you know it's oaked and oaked well. It's an mm-hmm. oakier style cab. I think our listeners will enjoy it.
A wine that I overscored was Winte. Not that I dislike Winte, I overscored it. It's not a 90 for Christ's sake. Yeah. This is better wine than that.
I don't know.
Well, it's more complex, but nevertheless, an 89, 287s, a value price Hall of Fame apparently.
Kind of, sort of,
and quite frankly. Bravo, good job.
Yeah.
So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time on the Wine Vault. Good night.